Imagine being by the ocean, hanging out on the white sandy beaches of the Caribbean, the sky a vibrant shade of blue, the sun on your face, a place like Jamaica. The sounds of reggae music mixing with the smells on the grill, slowly cooking a crispy chicken that's been marinating for days. It's nice to dream, isn't it? When it's actually March in Chicago, about 40 degrees and cloudy. Luckily, we can soak up some of that Jamaican vibe right here, because there are many jerk restaurants in town that are trying to bring the island's flavors to our palates. So many, in fact, that Tesnim Hassan took notice.
You know, just moving around the city, I just noticed that there was either a jerk restaurant, like seemingly on every corner, or if you went to a restaurant that wasn't specifically a jerk restaurant, they had a jerk offering.
Tesnim is originally from LA and loves Jamaican food. But it feels really odd to her that she'd notice so many more Jamaican restaurants here. What's going on with that? So she sent Curious City a question.
Why are there so many jerk restaurants in Chicago? There's not a big enough Jamaican community to justify all of these jerk spots.
Hey, it's Adriana Cardona Magigal, and while we wish we were on the beach by the ocean, on this episode, we're talking about Jamaican food in Chicago. We'll find out what is jerk, why do people love it so much, why are there so many places to eat it, and are we really getting authentic jerk here? More on that coming up after the break.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
So let's start with the basics. What's jerk? It's a Jamaican sauce used to marinate and add flavor to all kinds of meats. It's also used as a dipping sauce. The sauce is not too thick or runny, and is often made with vinegar, thyme, ginger, and a hot pepper called Scotch bonnet, depending on how hot you want it. These are some of the main ingredients, but every family or restaurant has its own special recipe. Tesnim, our question asker, can't believe Chicago's Jamaican population is actually big enough to justify all the jerk food that's out there. I searched for jerk restaurants on Google Maps, and Tesnim is right. A ton of options come up. Jerky Jerk, Jamaican Jerk King, Jerk Shack Barbecue, Wada Jerk, Afro Jerk, Jerk Shop 2. The list goes on and on. They're all over. You can find dozens of options in the city and some in the suburbs too. So I went out with my colleague and fellow food lover, Jason Mark, to try these flavors. We met on Howard Street in Rogers Park on the far north side. Jason remembers the area being a hub for Jamaican restaurants and other businesses several decades ago when he was living in the area.
This stretch of Howard, for as long as I can remember, from here all the way west to almost western, always had a lot of Jamaican culture going on. They had Jamaican restaurants, and there was a very famous Jamaican record store.
So we start at one of Jason's favorite places, a traditional Jamaican bakery that's been around for decades. They sell jerk dishes there too. Jason orders a jerk patty, a crispy, flaky pastry filled with seasoned meat.
What flavors do you have?
I have beef, curry chicken, jerk chicken, vegetable, and cheesy beef.
All right, let's go with the jerk chicken, please.
The bakery has a steady flow of customers coming in and out.
I've been coming here for 30 years.
Nosajaba Aje is one of them. He's originally from Nigeria and lives on the south side. And he comes all the way north to pick up his favorite Jamaican baked goods.
Jerk chicken is amazing. Amazing. That's why it's part of one of the things I like the most in Jamaican food.
Can you just describe the flavor that you feel in your mouth when you try it?
It's a very fulfilling flavor. I'm not really sure how to put it, but I like the spice. I like the tenderness of the meat that is mostly in it.
But it's not just the jerk food he's after. There's a variety of Jamaican food that's popular here.
Well, I like all the curry flavored food, like chicken, curry goat, curry beef. Those are some of my best, my most amazing flavors that I care for.
Then we head to another Jamaican restaurant called Good to Go, right on the border of Evanston and Rogers Park.
Smell it.
Well, it smells really good.
Here, we found out that jerk isn't just a sauce. It's an entire way of cooking. Nika is a server here, and she's from Jamaica. She says, if you're trying to go for the most traditional way of making jerk, the meat is grilled over a special type of wood.
In Jamaica, we have something called the pimento wood. That's what we do use on the street, so that it has that pimento flavor, the smoke and everything. And then you burn it, and then you jerk it over it, so then that smoke and everything goes through it.
She says there are street stands selling jerk food everywhere.
In Jamaica, we jerk salmon, we jerk pork, so it's so good.
People usually eat it with a type of sweet fried bread called festival.
It's dough like dumplings, like fried dumplings, but it's on the sweeter side. And it has cornmeal and stuff, like it's really good. Like you can just eat it by itself, really good.
Oh wow, do you have that here in this
yes,
restaurant?
Yes, we do.
We went ahead and ordered a large portion of the jerk chicken, plantains, coconut rice with beans, and an order of festival. But we take a pass on the mac and cheese.
But I heard that mac and cheese is not very traditional.
To it's eat not, it with a, it's mac not and really cheese. A Jamaican thing.
Before reporting this story, I hadn't eaten that much jerk food. But I can tell you, we cleared our plates.
Yeah. Mm. This sauce is incredible.
Mm.
It's spicy, but not on fire. Peppery. Smoky. There's a lot going on in here. It's very complex. You know, when you don't hear a lot of talking, you know it's good.
On the south side, in the Woodland neighborhood, another Jamaican is giving me a lesson on traditional Jamaican food. His name is Mark Johnson. He's big and tall, very welcoming.
Hi, my head is red. How are you doing?
Okay.
His friends know him as Belly. The night I visited, he had several Jamaican dishes cooking at the same time.
Okay, right. What we're doing right now, we're cooking some tradition food right here. This is like cow foot mixed up with goat and stewed chicken. It's a stew meat stew. We're making a stew right there. And then we're making some yellow rice right here. We're making some cabbage. And we got some red snapper coming up and some jerk chicken.
Oh, wow.
But
that's
everything
great.
Is finger licking. Yeah.
So, yeah, tell me, I'm Colombian. Wait, we do plantains, lots of beans and rice.
Yeah, we also do fried plantains also.
Yeah, arepas. Yes. But tell me, like, is this Jamaican traditional food? Like, what is this?
Definitely, it's Jamaican traditional food. This is where I was raised up, you know? You see, where I'm from, we don't go how to eat.
Belly's been running a jerk-style food business called Belly Up for about 20 years. He started cooking for himself because he missed the flavors of home.
So when I come to America, I couldn't find nothing fit with my taste buds. And that's when I really started cooking for myself, just like I was raised.
But when he started sharing his dishes with friends and neighbors,
people started gravitating towards the food and come to my house, next door neighbor sent the food, and then I give people a sample and everybody go crazy about it.
And he can't emphasize enough. Fresh ingredients are key to making a good jerk sauce and jerk seasoning for meats, whether it's chicken, pork, goat.
Well, to make it authentic, you have to use authentic and most natural product. Like I said before, like ginger, the pimento seed, and garlic, onion, and thyme, not the powdered thyme, the regular thyme. Everything is just natural right here.
But when it comes to making the jerk chicken, there is one more big and important step.
If you want to make it and to make it be taste really good, you have to marinate it. Marinate is a whole part of it, the process. The longer you marinate it, the better it tastes. So if I want to cook some chicken for you, like for this, I got an event coming up in a few days, and I marinate like today for a couple of days, oh yeah, you're going to love it.
So bottom line, what I keep hearing from the experts is that in order to make good jerk seasoning and meats, including chicken, you have to use fresh ingredients. Ideally, you can also find that pimento wood they use in Jamaica that gives the meat that smoky flavor. And like Belly says, marinate, marinate, marinate. And there's also one more essential ingredient, the music.
It comes with the music. It's not such as Belly up without the music. It comes with the food. It's just a good vibes only. We only tolerate only good vibes.
We know that Belly is making real, authentic Jamaican food. But all those other places that have popped up in recent years, how many of them are keeping it traditional? And what's the true size of Chicago's Jamaican community? We'll find out next, after the break. Jerk cuisine has a passionate following, but just like many traditional dishes from other parts of the world, once it arrives here, it changes based on taste and the availability of certain ingredients. It becomes Americanized or fused with other cuisines. Jason and I discovered this when we checked out the bottled jerk sauces at a neighborhood market in Rogers Park. Several are far from authentic.
Oh, there. Jerk marinade, right here.
Some are made with mango or raspberry, some have banana puree, others have barbecue flavor, and the ingredients vary, but it's always a long list.
Scallions, hot peppers, salt, black pepper, allspice, nutmeg, sugar, thyme, soy sauce.
Now, Jamaicans might look down at these far-out flavors, but fusing Chicago cuisines can also inspire great new dishes.
There's a man on the west side of Chicago. They call him the Jerk Taco Man.
That's Tanisha Givan, talking about the first time she got introduced to Jamaican jerk food.
And he sold jerk tacos, and he would have lines, like, reaching blocks long for his jerk tacos. And they were, like, he would give you one shell, but it would be like a colossal of chicken, like, and it wouldn't even hold in a shell, but his food was so good, and everybody out west would go to him.
I met her on the north side at one of the Jamaican spots I checked out with my colleague Jason. She was with her friend Candace Alexander. They're both from the west side. Tanisha's in culinary school, where students are introduced to a diversity of cuisines.
And so one day in the cafeteria, they had jerk chicken, and I'll just say it was not jerk chicken. It was not jerk. It tastes like they threw some cinnamon and cardamom and cloves together, and they just marinated it in a sauce. And yeah, it wasn't jerk. It wasn't spicy. It was terrible.
But spicy isn't for everyone. Tanisha's friend, Candace, says she was introduced to the food by family and friends from Jamaica.
Well, the things I look for in jerk are not really spicy, but a little bit sweet. So that, for me, seals the deal. I like a little bit of spice, but sweet as well.
Most of the people I spoke with were introduced to jerk food by a Jamaican immigrant. But our question asker, Tasneem, is right. Chicago doesn't have a big Jamaican population, though it's not that small either. There are about 1.4 million Jamaicans in the U.S., with about 60% being immigrants as of 2021. That's according to the Pew Research Center. The Miami and New York City areas have some of the largest concentrations of Jamaicans. The Chicago and the LA metro areas each have about 20,000. But is that big enough to justify all the love for jerk food that's out there? Eric McDuffie, associate professor in the Department of African American Studies at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, says the Jamaican population might not be huge here, but it has definitely made an impact in our city and beyond.
You know, I think it's important to understand that Jamaica has an incredibly rich history, and wherever they go, they take that pride with them, and they have taken that pride with them to Chicago.
McDuffie says that's evident not only through reggae music and food, but also through their own fight for independence against colonialism and racism.
The most important Jamaican who traveled to Chicago and across Midwest was Marcus Garvey. And he was the founder of the largest Black movement in history, the Universal Negro Improvement Association, established in 1914 in Kingston, Jamaica. The UNIA, as it was called, advocated for Black self-determination, global Black unity, and Black pride.
He says the Midwest, and Chicago in particular, was a hotspot for Garveyism.
When Garvey came to Chicago numerous times in the 20s, Black folks up there loved him. Massive parades through the South Side. And what's important about Garvey and Garveyism, that it laid the foundation for numerous Black movements, and not just Garvey, but there were other Jamaicans who came through Chicago who just electrified the local Black community.
McDuffie goes on to say that Jamaican migration to the U.S. and Chicago has been driven by the search for livable wages and new opportunities since the turn of the 20th century. During World War II, American companies were heavily recruiting thousands of agricultural and healthcare workers from the Caribbean. Also, immigration reforms that happened in the 1960s opened the doors for immigrants from all over the world, including the Caribbean, some of whom chose Chicago as their home. Back in Belly's home kitchen, Tess Neem, who's there too, actually has her own answer as to why Jamaican food is so popular.
Chicken is like the crossover, I think, for a lot of different cultures. And with jerk being just kind of like a barbecue variation, I think the African Americans really latched on to it, like, oh yeah, I can mess with that. And then in addition, as we were saying earlier, you have all these Americanized jerk side offerings now that they have. So you'll have your mac and cheese that's baked. Belly just told us we only have baked mac and cheese in Jamaica like that. Or you'll have the yam to sub out the plantain because the plantain takes too long to ripen.
Tesneem has noticed that many jerk restaurants in Chicago are run by non-Jamaicans, and she's puzzled by this. But it's all about the food's popularity, which has created a demand for more restaurants. And Belly thinks American tourism to Jamaica has also played a big role.
Because over the century, after so much people come to Jamaica and taste it and come back to America, and speak about it and go back to Jamaica again. Tourists is the one who really speak, who promote it, really.
Belly says many jerk restaurants are run by non-Jamaicans, partly because people from the island living here often don't have the cash to start their own business. After 20 years, Belly's still trying to open a permanent location.
Jamaican, when they come to America, they don't have that money to promote themselves. So that's number one. Number two, they come here to work and get all they can get. That's what we come here for.
For now, Belly's goal is to keep cooking traditional Jamaican food for Chicagoans on the South Side for as long as he can. He feels a love for the Jamaican culture, not just the food, but also the music, the good vibes, the people. We might have long winters, and our beaches might not be as breathtaking as the ones in Jamaica, but Belly loves Chicago.
The only thing I know is Jamaica and Chicago. pretty much. Chicago is like my next home.
And so while he's here, he says he wants to do all he can to bring the flavor of his beloved island to Chicago. Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation and is produced by Jason Mark and Jody So. Maggie Civit is the digital and engagement producer. JP Swanson is our Luminary Fellow, and Johanna Zorn edits the show. I'm reporter Adriana Cardona Magigar. Thanks for listening.
Sometimes you just need a quick overview of the news.
Meantime, it was chaos today at the Chicago City Council.
A Chicago cop with a controversial past is running for judge. Other times, you're looking for a deeper understanding of what's going on in the city.
Wow, that's so... no one has asked me that question.
The Rundown podcast has all of that, and it's Chicago-based, so you know what's up in your neighborhood and across town. Listen to The Rundown wherever you get your podcasts or at wbez.org/rundown.